Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
See, now that would have been quite a scene this morning had, when Terry Pegula opened those doors, a literal panther. I mean, that would have been
good.
Very unexpected and scary.
Yeah. Now I'm going to need someone out there that knows how to do that sort of stuff, that's already done lots of that stuff. Just go ahead and do that. Like, throw that panther in there and, like, I'm all good.
I just can't imagine having been in the creative for that meeting. And I think, what? It's because it's a key. The key opens the door, and then the doors come open, and it says KeyBank naming rights through 2036, and, like, a room applauds. And that somebody would have,
thought that was
proposed
a good idea.
That. Yeah. And I would have been at that table just banging my head, not even like my fist, my head on the table.
Right.
Just, do you guys pay attention to Sabres fans? Do you want to know how that's going to go over?
Yes. This news conference should have been an email.
It should have been an email.
It was. I mean, I got an email this morning telling me what exactly was going to be announced at 10 o'clock. Okay. Thanks. I'm good.
I mean, the bank would have wanted it to be bigger than an email, because this is big for the bank.
Sure.
This is why they're doing it.
Yeah.
So it's the bank show, which is great. Good for the bank. But who's supposed to care? Who cares what the arena is named? I mean, just...
Yeah.
It's just like you got a room of people applauding a sign. I don't know. It's always this way. Why is it always this way with them?
I wonder... I just thought of this. I wonder how much of them making it into an event was, in maybe their view, an opportunity to quell any unease. Look, 10-year agreement, look, right? We're not going anywhere.
Well,
I mean, that could have come up in that board meeting where you would have been banging your head off the table. I don't know.
I'm not thinking about them moving. But this doesn't mean they can't move. The arena's not moving.
Right.
But I wasn't thinking about that. But maybe, yeah, somebody like this is sort of assurance. Last year we had the roof.
Right.
And a scoreboard. And like, right. Oh, people wanted that? I never knew that people even cared about it. Well, the roof you don't want, you just need. There's an ad that says
it's the same. Yeah, I mean,
sometimes you have to do that.
The same with your house, really. Like, do I want to spend money on this?
But don't put the roof in the email with the scoreboard, because the scoreboard's for entertainment purposes, and the roof is something you got to fix your house.
Right.
So I had some fun this morning imagining the rest of Josh Allen's career.
Oh yeah, you mentioned this earlier.
Want to play with that? Max Harrison is big news. We're not ducking it. I'm not sure what there is to say. I mean, everything is pretty obvious here. It's a big upgrade over what we thought might have been the case yesterday. There seems to be a fair chance he'll play in week one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his development will be slowed by this. I think that's maybe all of it.
That is it. So, yes, considering how we felt yesterday, it's still not good that he got hurt at all, of course, duh. If that needs to be said at least once on this show, there, I said it, right? It seems it should be obvious. But considering what the possibilities were at this time yesterday, I feel like today was, I'm going to say, great news.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
So, in the context of we knew he was hurt and, you know, he's only week to week, okay, we'll take it.
By the way, I love to see that the dog toy humor is already on the X platform.
You called for it.
3 minutes, and it was maybe four. Maybe it was three.
Yeah.
Bang. And by the way, to that, this drink, by the way, I bought today. This is from today.
Well, put it in the fridge if you don't finish it.
I will finish it.
Although you're going on vacation.
I will finish it.
You don't want to leave it here for
12 days.
That would not be good.
I'll finish it. But in case anybody, how old is that?
The caption,
I bought it on my way in.
The caption on the tweet is just gold here. the show took a slight detour from Dr. Marcus Welby talk. Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Wow.
Keep going.
That is incredible. Do an inside joke Chopaz with his dog, Margo.
Yeah, and Margo is spelled correctly, by the way.
Who would spell Margo a different way?
Margo Robbie with a T, or Margo Kidder.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, that's right.
A couple people would.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a T.
Yeah.
Sometimes you see a T. So anyway, this morning I was having some fun projecting the rest of Josh Allen's career. Would you like a couple of these thoughts?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'll have to try some of this on.
So where do you think Josh Allen ranks all time in passing yards? Want the number?
Sure.
26,434.
All time in the NFL?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
That is...
You're always so good at these.
I've never really thought about this, though. All time in the league, that is 100th.
75th.
Okay.
That's a good guess. What's 100th? Staubach, on the number, 22,700.
Okay.
So Josh Allen's way ahead of Roger Staubach in career passing yards. He's one spot ahead of Jim Harbaugh.
Good.
Good. And one behind Bobby Lane.
I like his chances.
Of catching Bobby Lane?
Yes. Yes. So
what do you think of his chances of getting to 50,000?
I think pretty decent.
They are.
I think pretty decent. Because I mean, obviously, it depends on, you know, his health. You know, his health will pertain to how long he wants to play to some extent. Although, you know, guys can just say, you know what, I've had enough after X amount of years or something. But if he's about halfway through his career, or maybe a little less, then he doesn't have to pace at the same number he's gone already in these first 8 years. Yeah, I think that, or 7 years, excuse me, right? Do I have that right? I'm sorry. I'm
getting seven.
It's seven seasons he's played so far. So yeah. Yeah. I think he can put up another 24,000 yards over another 7 or 8 seasons. Sure.
Here's the math. It easily he's pacing toward it at 17 games a season. If you take what he's done before and put it at Put 26,434 by 17 games. It's an average of 4,048. So if he plays a full season, he's averaged 4,048. And if he goes 8 more years at that pace, that's 32,000 more yards. So that'd get him to 58,000 yards. 8 more seasons at a full workload. And so, you know, maybe that's a little aggressive. Maybe it's not. Even it's 4,000 guys do better than that.
Yep.
30,000 more passing yards are absolutely in the range of outcomes.
It assumes he plays every one of those seasons, which might be assuming a lot, not to be a doomsayer or anything, but you know, it's just some point or another you would expect, you know, I don't know. I'm not ready. I wouldn't bet that he's going to play every game for another 8 years.
No, I wouldn't bet that either, but he's been very durable and he's still not 30.
Right.
So the chances are pretty good that he comes close to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing with him, and I'll preface this by saying also something that's probably goes without saying, but like I don't know what's in his head about his future. He might be somebody that never thinks about it. He's probably going to tell you that he never thinks about it. He never thinks about who we're playing in week 2 when it's week 1, he says. So I don't know. It seems like human nature would be to think about it. I mean, he's set for life financially.
Mm-hmm.
He's married. And he's also, much to his credit, involved in other things. He's got that media business that he started and investments, New Era. Like
Encore Golf.
He's set
golf
up,
in general. He's like a I don't know about a star, but like YouTube golf. Like he's prominent.
But, you know, that's fine. It's like even bigger stuff, right?
Yeah,
I think he's somebody that is positioned to, well, take over the world, perhaps. You know, like he really financially, I think I've been told this. I've never experienced it. But you get to a certain level of wealth, and I think it gets pretty easy from there. if you're not stupid,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, with investments and opportunities, he should be able to grow his personal wealth for many years, unless there's some tragedy. So he won't need football for money anymore. Like that's,
mm-hmm.
but you know, guys don't play football only for money. And
no, he's even talked about that this offseason, I think. Like how it's just like I think he used the phrasing, set for life money, and now it's just about the trophy. Like let's go do this. So that becomes, that's a part of the conversation I think that you would want to have, and maybe like let's all hope that we're lucky enough to have it as soon as it's February. Like what does this mean to him now, right? Like does he look at like, okay, I got there, I did it, we did it, the city did it, we're okay, and is that like, okay, you know, I'm not done playing, but the need to do it for another 10 years maybe dissipates a little if you get there.
Well, right. I mean, so many different things are possible. Marriage means family, usually, and so guys who get older want their kids to see them play. They also think about, you know, their own personal health in a different way.
Walking away healthy so they can be with their kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so, but that's probably years off, any sort of big decision like that. His contract is still for several more years anyway. Restructured it again, so it's not like anything is coming right down the pike here. But the individual quest to win a championship as a quarterback, for all that means in the quarterback world, legacy stuff, plus winning here. And he seems so genuine about winning here. I mean, mm-hmm. he's just, since day one, been all the way committed to the area and the organization and the fans. I mean, that continues. And the quest is incomplete. So, you know, for the Bills, you want to keep this on the track for as long as possible and have it be a team that gives him, not just for yourself, but for him, a look at a championship.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what he's going to want for as long as he is in the NFL. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. Could he have Aaron Rodgers' career? He's having it. He's elite. And it was 2010. Rodgers was 05. And then he sat,
mm-hmm.
and it was 10 when they won. So 5-6 years into his career, they won. He got his one. Never got back. But what's his life? I mean, it's kind of weird in ways, but how has his life been? Probably amazing. Even though they don't have another Super Bowl, he's got his one, and he's still going. At 41, 42, he wants to keep playing.
Closet full of MVPs. And
yeah.
People like, I will take my shots at him for the personality and the way he has been portrayed in various corners of the media world. Our buddy Tyler Dunn, for an example, maybe the chief example. Like, he's easy to make fun of in a certain way, but there's no disputing how great he was. A great player. I don't think he's a great player anymore, but he's one of the best players that ever played the position.
And he just got married this offseason also.
Apparently that was also learned recently.
Yes. Mystery bride.
Right.
The mystery bride. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, Allen will have different agendas as he gets older. Turns 30 next year, married, family. What do you want? He's not going to want for money. And she's probably super wealthy too, right?
You'd think.
Like sort of a version of Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Pretty massive with power them. Couple, yeah.
Right? And I don't know. Like, that'll be interesting, of course, to follow over the years. But this was an exercise in, well, how many more years are we likely to get? Whether he plays for the Bills or another team. Like, what does his stat line look when he's done? And if he plays 8 more full seasons, which takes him to 30, through age 36, so age 37, right? He just turned 29 this mm-hmm. May, this offseason. So through the age of 36, turns 37, 8 more years at his current pace, that gets him to 58,000 passing yards.
And where would that rank in league history?
That right now would be 11th. But it won't be 11th in eight years.
There'll be other guys that are going to get there.
Who would it be? Stafford's already 10th. Rodgers is 6th. Russell Wilson, does he have 12,000 more passing yards in him? Maybe not. Does Joe Flacco? Maybe not. Does Kirk Cousins? Almost definitely not.
Right.
Then you get to Andy Dalton, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton. They might both be like done.
Yep.
And then Goff at 35,000. Tannehill just continues to be super annoying and will not tell us what he's up to. But he's not throwing for passing yards right now, presently.
No.
Goff is at 35. Goff is not that old. Goff is like 30.
Right.
Right?
Right.
He's a little older than, a couple years older than Allen.
Right.
So that's, you know, he could get there.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is at 32,000. He will get there.
Yes.
And Prescott's at 31. He should get there. And then it's Allen next. And then Mayfield. So it'll be 10 to 15.
Right.
58,000, 60,000. Realistic number if he wants to play a long time into his late 30s. That's not even the record. If he wants to play into his late 30s, he should get to 60,000 passing yards. Unless he breaks down, you know?
Right, right, right.
In that Barnwell piece I mentioned, like that's the one but on Allen is the way he plays. Will he have a shorter shelf life than someone else, like a Burrow or somebody, I guess.
Right, right.
So,
well, I think that that is something that could if the running curtails as we go here, right? Just maybe gradually, it doesn't have to fall off a cliff or anything, but by his age 34, 35 season, he's running for, you know, maybe there's still touchdowns in there because he's still big and strong, but it's 300 yards instead of 600 yards or 200 yards instead of 600 yards. Maybe some of those yards are replaced by passing yards for him. Not necessarily, you don't have to go to the running back necessarily, whoever that will be at that time, but maybe it's just, it's more like passes that are ostensibly runs, right? Like here's more swing passes, right? Like think about Roethlisberger at the end. So there's a way there for him to even increase his output passing yardage-wise if the running dissipates. I mean, it's not a direct correlation, but it could be something to take into account, you know, down the road.
Well, 58,000 passing yards, 60,000 even. Like there, 60,000 is a milestone. I'm not sure one would necessarily aspire to it. It's not the most.
Right.
You know, you're not aspiring to be the 11th most prolific passer in NFL history, right? It's a number. But it's not a record. As far as, like, individual records go, that is rushing for Allen. Like, that's where he's got the more potential. He's got 65 already. The exact same number as Thurman Thomas and, by the way, Willis McGahee. One more than Larry Zonka for his career.
Mm-hmm.
65.
Who has the most rushing touchdowns as a quarterback in the history of the league?
Cam Newton.
And that number is?
75.
okay. Yeah, I mean, he's
that's
gonna,
this year.
He's going to do that this year.
He could do that this year.
Yeah. And then the opportunity to put a number on the board, right, as his career, you know, goes through, you know, on its course, whenever he wants. I mean, he could end up with,
well,
what, 150 rushing touchdowns as a quarterback, which is just...
That's not going to happen.
Insane.
150, I'm ruling that out. 100 is very attainable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
150 would mean the same violent pace for a decade, I think. Like, that's kind of madness. Maybe, if he's just indestructible, I shouldn't assume, right? But that would be second all-time of all players. Second all-time in rushing touchdowns is LaDainian Tomlinson, 145. Emmitt Smith is first, 164. He could aspire to 100 touchdowns. Or, I mean, he's going to break Newton's record tomorrow. So
right.
He could aspire to that. If he averages, his average over the same 17-game tool is 10. So the same eight years we used for passing yards, mm-hmm, would be 80 more if he kept up,
yep,
his already pace, his current pace,
right,
for rushing touchdowns, which I doubt will happen. But if he does that, that's 145. That'd be 100. That'd be Tomlinson.
It'd be second. Yeah.
Be second. Yeah, I doubt that'll happen. But if you see 50 more.
Me too, but it's nice to dream about, I guess.
If you see 50 more rushing touchdowns from him, so 6 a year for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's fifth all time. That's 115. That's ahead of Walter Payton. Think about that. That's ahead of Jim Brown. He is on a pretty makeable pace to finish with more rushing touchdowns than Walter Payton and Jim Brown.
That doesn't seem right.
I know. It's amazing.
This does not seem
right. That's
the
amazing.
The fact that he's already tied with Thurman Thomas is insanity.
Yep.
In and of itself. You know, one of the greatest running backs who ever played. And here's your quarterback, and he's, you know.
And ahead of O.J.
Halfway through his career, and there you are. Yeah.
O.J. had 61.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was pretty good, yeah.
Running era on a team at its peak that only wanted to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hurt. Like, he didn't
right.
play forever, but mm-hmm. running backs don't play forever, except for a couple guys. And he got to 61. So, 6 a year on average, basically. I mean, he had bigger years, but 6 a year for O.J. Simpson. And Allen, he averages 10 by 17 games, and O.J.'s mostly playing 14 games.
Right.
That makes a difference. I mean, that's like 30 games that
sure.
he didn't get
yeah.
because of the schedule. Cam Newton is 26th all-time in rushing touchdowns, first among quarterbacks, and 47th all-time in passing touchdowns, which is all quarterbacks. 47th among quarterbacks.
There's no non-quarterback all-time
who would it be?
In passing touchdowns.
Who would be the record? Maybe somebody really old? Walter Payton threw the ball.
Yeah, there was a halfback option thing for him. Yep.
Tomlinson did. I don't know who would be like the guy for that. I think maybe it's Walter Payton.
Maybe.
There was a game in New Orleans where I think he threw for 2.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to look that up. There's a famous, like,
yeah.
Maybe it's not that famous, but I know there's a Bears-Saints game where Payton, like, his passing was relevant.
It's the old, like, hey, this worked once. They'll never see it coming a second time.
Yeah. And there it was.
Right.
It came.
Right.
Narrator. He was left-handed, I think.
Hmm. I can't see it. I don't know. I'm not disputing you. I can't see him throwing the ball.
Thoughts on Josh Allen's future, 803-0550, or the good news on Maxwell Hairston today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, will look for your calls next. This is WGR. Right now, callers 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Each win a pair of tickets to see the Bisons Saturday at 6:35, this Saturday. It is Women in Sports Night, and there will be a post-game drone show. If you don't win, you can buy tickets at MILB.com. Syracuse is in town this week.
Mm.
They played today. They lost? I think they lost today. They lose a lot.
Yeah. I've seen highlights throughout the day on my socials, but I don't know what the final was. But it's not gone. Yeah, that second half thing, they're not taking advantage of
not
that.
Not taking advantage.
No, it's too bad.
Actually, yeah, they lost 8-3 today.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Sure. I got another email from Pro Football Network. And they did. These guys have a lot of time on their hands, but I really appreciate the work that they do because it's good to talk about.
Thorough, the emails. There's a lot of content in those emails
from
those folks.
Today, I'm looking for it. We got each team's over-under for longest winning streak and losing streak.
Oh, boy.
The Bills last year had a 7-game winning streak at one point between Houston and Detroit, right? Or the Rams.
The Rams,
they beat
right.
Detroit
yeah.
the following week. Yeah, they won 7 in a row between the Houston loss and the Rams loss. And their longest losing streak was, of course, 2. Baltimore and Houston. Their only losing
right.
streak of the year. Haven't they lost 2 in a row every year? Wasn't that a thing?
I can get that relatively quickly for you. Let me go. They're 24, we know they did, of course. 23, yes, Bengals-Denver, weeks 9 and 10. In that season, let me go to 22 and yep, right around the same time, weeks 9 and 10, Jets and Vikings back to back.
Oh, Jets is the pass to Davis at the end.
Right.
And then Jefferson.
That's right. 21, definitely, yeah. Patriots, Tampa Bay in overtime. Wind game and then the overtime loss in Tampa. That was pretty lopsided, and then they got back in it. Going all the way back to 20, yep, Titans, Chiefs, weeks 5 and 6.
Oh, wow, COVID.
In that season. Do I need to go? I'll go to 19 just for the hell of it.
That's where
I'm going to stop, and they lost their final two.
Jets.
Patriots.
Patriots-Jets.
Patriots-Jets, that order, yeah.
Patriots the Saturday in New England.
Right.
Sunday, they didn't need it.
They didn't need it. They were locked
Wild
in.
Card.
Yep.
So they've lost two in a row at least once, or exactly once, maybe, 6 years in a row.
Yep.
So there was a thing I was going to say where they have had these two-game skids, but then they've been like 50-1 or something after that
right.
during their seasons. Something incredible. This year, their losing streak spread at Bet Online. This is not Pro Football Network. This is Bet Online. Sorry. Is 1.5. Will the Bills lose 2 in a row this year? Would you bet yes or no? Man, imagine if they didn't.
I mean, the fact that they've done it every year of Allen's career, I didn't look at 18, but they surely lost at least 2 in a row at some point in a season where they were
6-10.
So, like, no question about that. So every year, and even every year since they've been good with Allen, they've had 2 in a row that they've lost. I don't know. Maybe I want to bet the under because I think they're going to get the one seed, and the way to avoid not getting the one seed is not to have a two-game losing streak in one of these seasons, maybe. But not that that has to be why you would bet it, but I mean, logic would tell you to bet the over because they've had it happen the last 6 years.
They don't have two tough ones on paper in a row, though. Like Baltimore and Houston last year, they were going to be underdogs in one of those games, if not both. Like that at Houston looked like it looked tougher a year ago now than it does in retrospect, but they lost the game.
Right.
You know, they weren't that good, Houston. But it felt like they were going to be good at home with Diggs.
I know what you're saying about not having back-to-back, but like the 1 year in there where one of the losses was the Patriot loss in the wind game. Like that's not a team you should have lost to, but it was a freak show weather event, and you lost. So, you know, that's where like a loss that doesn't really, you can't really explain comes into play. Like, you know, here's one, right? I mentioned we ran through the schedule the other day. The Carolina game is after the bye. Like, how did you do? And then the Chief game is right after that. You know, I don't know. You almost need to lose a game that doesn't make sense for them to lose two in a row this year.
Almost, right. That's what I'm saying. They don't have Baltimore and Cincinnati back-to-back or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
I think Baltimore being so good, I would think that if you told me it did happen, that they had a two-game losing streak, I might pick 0-2. The Ravens at home, like that's a coin flip almost.
And the Jet game.
And then at the Jets, they've lost that game. A new fired up Jets team. Now, I'm not predicting they'll lose, but I'm just if you told me.
I know.
Or yeah. It could be the last two.
Right. You lose the Eagle game, you're locked into the three or something, whatever, right? And then you just pitch the Jet game.
To close the stadium though.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're playing at home. That could be a thing too. Get me there.
Yeah.
Do we take a meaningless Week 18 game against the Jets more seriously for the one reason, because it's the last home game at the stadium ever?
No, we don't.
We don't?
They're giving everyone the red helmets in that game, and if that means that Josh Allen hardly ever wears, if at all, wears the red helmet, you know, he would, because he'll start the game and play a series to keep, assuming he's played them all. To get there, he'll do what he did in New England last year, which is, you know, play a series and then sit down.
It's so funny that the Patriots that day did the same thing with Drake May and they still won.
Right.
Yes, they had nothing to play for, and they've got a rookie quarterback, you know, supposedly developing, and they did the same thing.
Right.
He started, played a series or something, and they pulled him because they didn't want to win. And they still did.
And they did anyways.
They did anyways.
Joel Milton.
I wonder what they do. Does someone know what they would have done had they lost that game and picked first? They don't pick Cam Ward. Maybe they pick Hunter. Do they still pick an offensive lineman at one?
I don't know. I don't think you take the guy with the short arms.
You take Abdul Carter. That's what you do.
That's probably right. Mike Vrabel takes Abdul Carter all
at 101.
Yeah.
Did you see the nugget about him? He's in with the Giants. And I think it was Art Stapleton was the reporter who said how Malik Nabers is said to be going home from practice every day and watching practice back. And he's telling his teammates all this stuff about what Carter is doing.
The guy's killing it. Yeah, right.
Something like that. Yeah. One other candidate would be Cincinnati, New England, weeks 14 and 15. Bengals have been tough.
Yep.
Then it's at Foxborough the next week. Maybe they're playing for a wild card or something, or even the division.
Right.
There's where you could lose two in a row. So,
or at, I don't know, at Pittsburgh doesn't have to be a walk in the park.
Right.
And then the Bengal game is, you know, the one that's in between that and the New England game. So that's another possibility, I think.
Houston, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, New England, 3 out of 4 on the road. That's a tougher stretch.
So, Tampa in there, too. I think that's a harder game than I think you most people want to think it is. I still think Tampa's reputation, except for the little Brady burst there a couple years ago, is like, whatever, no big deal. But they're probably pretty good.
I think you're higher on them than I am.
Yeah.
The Bucs.
It's because I've always liked Baker.
Have you?
I think. There was love, hate, love, I think. I think I liked him, and then that maybe like, really? You're a little too much like, you know, high school tough guy act going on. But the way that his career has gone made him into a sympathetic figure for me.
Made him an underdog.
Yeah, right. The Browns kicking him to the curb for Deshaun Watson and how that blew up in their faces. And, you know, he goes to the Rams, gets there on a Wednesday or Tuesday and plays on Thursday and, like, the goes well enough. I find it hard not to root for him.
I like that point. Darnold is similar. These guys are the 1-2 quarterbacks in that draft, and then Allen and Jackson exist, and that'd be tough to live with, right?
Yep.
Like, all your fans are wishing they picked Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson instead of you, and it's probably to be expected that they'd get out of those organizations, but they've both been on how many? Mayfield went to the Panthers. And then he went to the Rams. Remember, he showed up, like you just said it.
Yeah, right.
He played that game for the Rams.
But he was in Carolina before that? I don't even remember that.
Was it before or after? I think it was before. And then he was released or something, maybe, and then the Rams, and then Tampa. So he's on his fourth team. If I haven't forgotten one, you're checking the order.
I want to go see what is there with him. Let's see. Scrolling. Sorry. I could have done this in a more convenient fashion than I have. Oh, my gosh. There's so much crap here. Here we are. Cleveland, you know, Carolina, then the Rams, and then Tampa.
And what's Darnold? Darnold is Jets, Carolina, San Francisco, Seattle, or Minnesota, Seattle.
Boy, San Francisco's easy to forget.
He was the backup
right
there.
Yep.
So he's on at least his fifth team already. How about that?
Right, that is pretty nuts.
By the way, I told you that these losing streak and winning streak betting lines, the Bills losing streak line 1.5 at BetOnline, the winning streak line is 5.5. And that is the highest in the NFL. No ties. Wait, Baltimore, sorry. They both have 5.5. Will the Bills win 6 in a row?
I would bet yes on that.
Think about that. Listen to that.
I would bet yes on that.
Six. Especially, even money bet that they will win 6 right. in a row at one point. Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, Panthers. How does that sound?
I mean, if they get the opener, then the first 6 to me are pretty convenient. And then you could even get to 7 with the Carolina game after the bye.
You know, feel free to bring this up with
Sam. Beat the Chiefs in week 8 or week 9 and it's a perfect season.
That's what I was going to say. Like, a team to start 5-0 or something might be bettable. You might find stuff like that. And if you know, if you want Bills over Ravens, that's a move. 17-0 even, but everybody's going to think they'll win their first six or seven games if they beat Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, fans will. I don't think I could bet any team ever to win six in a row. I don't think I could do it. I'd be under on the Ravens too. It's just Aaron Schatz mentioned they lost home games last year to the Raiders and the Browns. Watson Browns even. If that's not better,
that's whatever. That's a worse job.
How do you lose to the Raiders and the Browns at home? But they did it. That's what he said.
And still have a good season.
The Bills don't have those stupid losses, but Baltimore has their share at least. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.